This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan Emord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer, Jonathan Emord.
This is it, the hour each week we get to do some serious political healing with Jonathan Emord, the FDA Dragon Slayer, along with Cheryl Chumley joining us momentarily, and Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty. Jonathan, we missed you last week. Were you slaying dragons in our absence?
Yes, I was. I always try to, Robert.
I know you do. And we're grateful for it as well. But, man, oh, man, the slaying we might have to do are the establishment Republicans. Are they dragging their feet on a repeal of Obamacare? Say it isn't so.
It is so. Unfortunately, there's some great leaders in the Republican Party who are pushing for immediate repeal. And unfortunately, the rank and file, many of them, are dragging their feet, and they don't want to completely repeal, and they're fearful of adopting a replacement because they think that it'll end up being a disaster and they don't want to take blame for it. So they're preferring inertia and slow mowing this rather than fulfilling the promise that Trump made to the electorate that he would see to it that this be repealed. Now, Trump hasn't changed his position, and the leading advocates of change in the Congress, like Rand Paul mm-hmm. and Ted Cruz and several other outspoken libertarian to conservative people who have already stated that they're against it. They're advocating movement, but they're reaching a point of frustration as their colleagues refuse to go along. So it's a real problem. It's a real problem.
Well, this is maybe where we should put some illegal immigrants in their place and take the establishment guard that doesn't want to repeal Obamacare. I don't know if it'd be any worse. I mean, that's been the big problem, as we've said over the years. It's like Lucy in the football in Charlie Brown. You know, this time I'm not going to pull it back. Are you kidding me? You really think you're going to get away with that?
The president's going to have to crack the whip, and he's going to have to come down on those who are standing in the way and let them know that they're going to be called out and held accountable to the public for failing to fulfill their promises made in the election and otherwise, that they would, once in power, repeal Obamacare. So we're back to the old wishy-washy game of the rhinos of standing in the way of change. And I do think, though, that President Trump will rise to the occasion like he has with all of his promises and make sure that this job is done.
Well, I think so, too. He doesn't seem to be backing down. In fact, this afternoon, Cheryl Chumley, did you see the press conference? What an entertaining hour or more that Trump had with the media there. But I also saw after the fact there was some kind of signing issue with the coal miners in Kentucky and West Virginia in particular. Rand Paul happened to be there. I thought that was interesting. Says, you know what, I promised something. We're moving forward on something. They're reducing regulations, and a lot of these coal miners are going back to work.
Yeah, and actually, you know, that was a really powerful moment for Donald Trump, because when he was standing there next to the coal miners, that's how he went about campaigning, winning the support of the average American, you know, over the last few months. Those are the people who really came forward and found a leader in Donald Trump, a voice that they feel has been dismissed in recent years, not just under Obama, but under previous administrations. It seems like politicians, they get to D.C. and they forget their constituents. So standing next to those coal miners and, you know, just appearing as an average guy, a president who cares for the average person, that was a good moment for Trump.
Yes, but as Jonathan brought up, too, and I'm very concerned, I mean, if you've got enough Republicans that are willing to tap their toes and slow down this move to repeal a disaster that is Obamacare and replace it with something that would be inclusive of more freedom, freedom of choice, freedom of access to health care that not available under Obamacare, you know, that portends a disaster at the midterms. I know that, you know, we don't want to see the Democrat leftists that are owned by Big Pharma at this point take over, but, I mean, what are the voters going to think 2 years in if Trump is not able to crack the whip down on them?
Well, there were two positive signs I've seen this week about the repeal of Obamacare. You know, Trump, in his press conference today, actually put a date on it. He said in March, when he was speaking about his tax reform overhaul, he said at that time they would also be bringing forth Obamacare repeal legislation. So we have a date, March. Speaker Paul Ryan actually put an earlier date on it. The Congress goes on a 10-day recess starting tomorrow, but after that 10 days, he said the day they come back, they are going to be introducing legislation to repeal Obamacare. So those are two definite dates, and mm-hmm. we can kind of keep an eye on both those and see if they uphold those promises.
Beautiful. Jonathan, anything the listeners can do to kind of push their Congress critters along?
Yes, you can write your congressman an email, call, say that you want Obamacare repealed and you want it repealed now. Be aggressive in that regard, and I think that will be helpful. I think also, though, the real benefit the American people have is that Donald Trump is not going to allow this to go by. So the pressure, it's good to hear that Speaker Ryan has put a date on it, Trump has put a date on it himself. The pressure is going to be there to perform, and by putting that date out there, they're going to prevent people from dragging their feet. It'll help, but the movement, you know, I've heard from fairly well-connected people that the frustration experienced by Rand Paul and by Ted Cruz and by others who mm-hmm. have been, I forget his name from Utah, but others have expressed quite a bit of concern that they're being blocked in their efforts to repeal Obamacare by Republicans who refuse to do anything other than slow-mo this and take it apart piecemeal, almost as if they want the whole thing to just collapse of its own weight without their fingerprints on the repeal. But I think Trump and Ryan are pretty closely in lockstep on this, and I do believe the president is going to drive this home. I think we can count on that.
Right. And Rand Paul has put forward, as far as I can tell, the most comprehensive replacement that could be available and ready almost
right.
on a moment's notice. He's actually been working on it, which is to his credit, and that's the kind of forward thinker he is, like his dad. But there are other things that are seemingly at a sabotage pace, not now within Congress, but within the executive branch. I got to ask you, Cheryl, you wrote a piece on the ex-Intel on Michael Flynn, that this was a hit job. And I'm seeing this. These are internal leaks. This is like the intelligence agencies of the United States sabotaging the existing current president here.
Yeah, and this isn't just a fringe element bringing up this possibility of a hit job. These are former members of America's intel community, people who've served in intelligence for 30, 40 years, decades of information, decades of experience. And they're the ones that are coming forward to speak to the media and say, in my experience, this is definitely a hit job. And if you look at all the holdovers still from the Obama administration that are still working under Trump, you know, it does raise some red flags. And I think that's part of the biggest concerns that Americans should look at, the slow go on Trump's nominations to his cabinet positions. That's putting a hold on hundreds more positions that work under the executive branch in lesser roles. All those people are still holdovers from the Obama administration, and they can have a lot of influence inside these agencies, particularly when they're without leadership.
Yeah, and Jonathan, I mean, you talk about violations. You know, we've talked about leaks and a lot of the things, whether it be a WikiLeaks scenario or other, but you're talking about leaks within our own government specifically designed to sabotage a sitting president. There's got to be some hell to pay for this somewhere.
Well, these are crimes. This is classified information that's being leaked out to the media, and that's a crime. And I'm sure the president has dedicated himself to finding the source of these leaks, and I'm pretty confident that they have the means and the desire to do it. And unlike prior administrations, I think it's going to happen. I think these people are going to pay the consequences. I think they will be prosecuted. I don't know what that means to them. I don't know whether or not they are so dedicated to the prior regime's agenda that they're willing to do anything to try to derail Donald Trump. But this is all temporary. It's not going to last. He's going to get a hold of the departments. He's going to have the political people shake up the institutions and put in place those people that he needs. With his new national security advisor and with efforts undertaken by both the Secretary of Defense national security advisor and his own aides, they're going to be able to, and the Justice Department, they're going to be able to find out what's going on, or at least they'll be able to isolate areas that they suspect may be problematic and keep them from access to sensitive information. So he's going to find one way or another how to get around this. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of this that goes on in the first part of every administration. It happened less dramatically in the Obama administration, but you may recall there were quite a few leaks, and certainly there were quite a few leaks in the Bush administration. And I think what happens is they identify the sources, or they suspect they have the area where it's coming from, and then they just take steps to isolate those areas, cut them off of information, and work around it. I think that's what will happen.
Mm. All right, folks, if you want to read the article that Cheryl Chumley has put out over at PamelaGeller.com, we have that linked up in the show notes, RobertScottBell.com as well. Her personal website, CherylChumley.com. If you want to learn more about the FDA Dragon Slayer, our good buddy here, Jonathan Emord, you can go to emord.com, E-M-O-R-D.com, author of many books, including Restore the Republic and The Rise of Tyranny, not necessarily in that order, but fantastic, really guidebooks for folks to kind of plug back into what is the essence of liberty that was born uniquely in the United States. Back with more powerful political healing here this hour. It's called the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. More with Cheryl Chumley and Jonathan Emord after the break.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
In these these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Remember, the greatest obstacle to health, freedom, and healing liberty is, in fact, government. Rather than facilitating the free flow of information and access to the kind of doctors and non-doctors you want to see, they have been captured. The regulatory agencies have been captured by industry, and therefore monopolies were set up, and we've talked about the history of how it got to be. And it looks like Trump's doing his level best to put some good folks in place and reduce the interference from the federal government. It may never be enough for my liking, but I will say I appreciate any reduction along the way. Am I being too hard on government? I don't think so. I think our founders would be shocked would be an understatement, although they predicted it, if we weren't diligent and vigilant in defense of liberty. Cheryl Chumley, the apoplectic left in the media, I mean, have they just lost their minds? It's sort of like they've lost their ability to engage in rational discourse over Trump. It's hard to follow where they're thinking.
I think they're missing Obama, and I just, you know, just segueing from what you were saying about the founding fathers and how they would be shocked if they saw the growth of government. You know, under Obama, we constantly heard about how great government was and how government could provide for all Americans, and it was a big social justice mantra all the time, and the media just lapped that up because most people in the media, of course, vote Democrat. And I think the media just can cannot understand how somebody like Trump, a more free market thinking individual, somebody who may not be conservatives' best number one pick, but at least he's talking less regulation, less government, reeling in, government overreach and so forth. And the media just doesn't understand that. And honestly, I don't think they will going forward. I think this is how it's going to be the entire 8 years, the media expressing outrage, the media taking to its own media channels to put forth the idea that Trump is insane, and then Trump firing back on Twitter and the American people loving him for it.
Yeah, I still shake my head and smile at the same time as I watch him do an end around the media. And today, he seemed to handle the media pretty well. He was not afraid of anything. I mean, I've heard some people say that you really can't send somebody out to speak for Trump because only Trump can speak for Trump ultimately. It's a very unique character. Again, we've never seen anything like it in my lifetime as far as that goes. And Jonathan, I know you're watching it as well.
Yeah, I think that we have a situation which is unprecedented in that the media and the Democratic opposition are essentially mindless in that they will oppose anything Trump does without any rational assessment. And that kind of mindless opposition grates on a rational human being. I would say that most Americans, the polls reflect this, have little confidence in the media. They don't think that the media is any objective source of information anymore, and they're right. Edward R. Murrow would turn over in his grave thinking about the typical communication that's coming across in the news media today. It just is biased so profoundly that we're missing the news. You know, it used to be you get the news and you got opinion. Well, now you're getting opinion and it's called news, and you're not getting the news. And you have a story, Robert, yourself, just, with Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Yeah.
And, you know, not covered at all, right?
Oh, no, huge. You got Bobby De Niro, a big movie star, whether you like his politics or not. I set that aside because it's the point of safety of vaccines. He has an autistic son. He came out and acknowledged it, and he said his wife says, you know, this happened after the round of vaccines, and he goes to the National Press Club where we were some months ago, and no mainstream media coverage at all. And it was a $100,000 challenge RFK put out there and said, you know what, anybody that says the science is settled on mercury and vaccines being safe for children and pregnant women, show me the study, and we've got a group of scientists here that if you can show it, we'll give you $100,000. No media at all. It's stunning how not news. You're right. They don't cover the news. It's all based on opinion, belief, and wishful thinking.
Yeah, it's tragedy. Great disservice. But what they're ultimately fooling is themselves. They think they can control public opinion by distorting the news. And the fact of the matter is that they're just alienating the American people. And Trump is taking advantage of that by using tweets and just essentially leapfrogging over the press. He's bashing the press and leapfrogging over it, and it's serving his interests well.
Yeah, and that's why I want y'all to read Cheryl Chumley's writings, because she's actually reporting on the news and stimulating you to think about what's happening out there. Cheryl, we appreciate you so much. What are you working on real quick before we have to break?
I'm going to stay with this Mike Flynn hit job.
Okay, we're going to keep following it, too, and I want to talk to you more about it, if not next week, then before. Thank you for being here. We've got a lot more broadcast healing of political and beyond variety coming up. Norm Singleton, Campaign for Liberty, next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
World through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Despite what you hear from the old media, the mainstream media, there are people doing the good work for restoration of liberty. Of course, my good friend Jonathan Emore right there, as well as Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty. And Jonathan, it's always good to have Norm back on with us. Which direction shall we go?
Well, I think one thing that Norm has a direct pipeline into is Rand Paul's proposal to eliminate Obamacare and replace it. And again, mainstream media has not given it enough publicity. But Rand is a member of a small group of Republicans in the Senate who are anxious to achieve rapid repeal and replacement of Obamacare, and they're confronting some Republicans, a good number of them, who are reluctant to do anything, to move the ball on repeal at all. So, Norm, what is Rand Paul's proposal, and why is there so much reluctance to run with it?
Well, Rand's proposal, and you can there is an article up on Campaign for Liberty site that details it. It basically is to repeal Obamacare and take some steps to restore a true free market healthcare system. It takes a lot of ideas that have been kind of floating around the conservative policy community, libertarian policy community, and Congress for years, including some that were championed by new HHS Secretary Tom Price, like a tax credit of up to $5,000 per individual that could be used as part of a health savings account, eliminating, allowing insurance companies to sell across state lines, which hopefully will open up some competition in that market. It does have a little bit of keeping some Obamacare in at least temporarily as a transition, and also, for example, it gives a 2-year window for people with pre-existing conditions to keep their insurance. But Ron Paul has said we can't just throw people out into the street. You know, we need a transition here. It does some other things to extend access to health savings accounts. It allows physicians to come together to form professional organizations that can negotiate with insurance companies and hospitals to try and end the centralization of medicine. You have so many small practices being driven out of business by Obamacare and government regulations and going into, you know, working with hospitals. There's so much that the insurance companies can do to the small physician today. This is a step of doing that. It also has association and health plans where if you had a small business and I had a small business, we could get together with Robert's small business, and we could all form we could all go to an insurance company and say we are buying insurance as a block, and they would have to treat us as if we were a large company then, or they would treat us as if we were a large company, because all of a sudden, instead of each having 20 employees, you know, we have, depending on how many are in our group, we have maybe over 100 employees. That obviously gets you better negotiating power with the insurance companies and others involved in the healthcare system. So it's really about this bill increases state flexibility to experiment with traditional Medicaid. That's something that I don't think we that is discussed enough in the healthcare debate. There's a lot of talk about the cost of Medicaid and the Medicaid expansion. But what the other thing is that Medicaid, for as expensive as it is, and as much as Obama increased the cost by the expansion of it, it's a terribly flawed system. A lot of doctors, because the payments are so low, they won't see Medicaid patients. And Medicaid patients, they can't pay out of their own pocket to supplement Medicaid payments or to just get a doctor to say, you know, I'll pay you cash. And
right.
we are talking about the lowest and most vulnerable members of our society. There's a tragic case in pre-Obamacare, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners remember this. A young child, he had a toothache, and the toothache abscessed, and it went into his brain, and his mother was unable to get him into a doctor. They had insurance, they had Medicaid, but she could not find a doctor to take him with Medicaid, and the child died. Now the left always likes to say that people like you and I aren't compassionate. Well, how compassionate is it that you give people the false hope of saying that we're providing you with quality health care, but you're not, because you're making it impossible for doctors to treat you, so you can't find a doctor, and so we end up literally, you end up literally with a system that kills children in the name of compassion.
Sure. Well, and Norm, to add to that, and Jonathan, you know where my heart is on this, is also the freedom of doctors to innovate. And, you know, within a Medicare system or a government highly, tightly controlled system, innovation is not only frowned upon, you could, you know, lose your ability to be a doctor. It's so restrictive. And there are so many innovative doctors we've interacted with over the years, Jonathan, that are doing extraordinary work, whether it be in infectious disease control, dentistry, and even cancer remediation, that fall outside of, you know, anything that the Medicare system would even recognize or acknowledge. And so it's holding back innovation and genuine care and then compassion that comes with that for the people most in need.
It's always been an extremely ironic and horribly so situation when the government on the one hand recognizes that an illness is terminal, meaning there is no treatment to cure the disease, that they have recognized. And yet, despite the fact that they may not have a cure for a terminal illness or a chronic illness that is debilitating, they nonetheless require patients to use the FDA-approved drugs for those conditions, even though they recognize they aren't curative, even though they recognize that they may not even change the duration, lifespan of the person, duration of the disease, or course of the disease. And yet, when anyone tries to innovate and introduce new products or new services or new techniques in treatment that may alter this outcome, they're either attacked by the FDA, they're attacked by the medical boards, and they're driven out of existence, so that you end up with a system that not only does it prevent innovation, it destroys the innovators. And that's what we've had for decades at the FDA. So it's an abysmal system. It caters and protects the wealthiest government-sponsored monopolies in the world. And it takes everybody else and treats them as if they have absolutely no rights to introduce anything into the marketplace. So we end up with a broken system. We end up with terminal illnesses that remain terminal illnesses forever. And the rest of the world goes on. You remember during the AIDS crisis, before they allowed the AIDS cocktail to become used prolifically, there were treatments in Europe that AIDS patients here wanted, and the government would not allow those treatments, and not only that, they would not allow any other treatments to get through the agency, so AIDS patients were saying, the FDA is killing us. It's not allowing us any access to a treatment that could potentially cure a disease. Mm-hmm. And only under tremendous pressure did the FDA slightly modify its rules so that it allowed a thing called a personal use importation policy, where they allowed to be imported from overseas drugs that were not lawful here in the United States on a very limited use basis. And that was entirely driven almost by the AIDS community and the fear, the political fear at the agency, that they would be deemed to be responsible for the deaths of all of these people with AIDS. So
sure.
That's a mess. When you have to go that far politically just to get common sense, you've got a system that is just so rotten and so protectionistic that it sacrifices life. And that's where we are.
Right.
The FDA needs to be fundamentally reformed.
Absolutely. And Jonathan, you know, a sad irony to that, story is that, you know, through the 90s, it's now acknowledged that the vast majority of people with AIDS died not from AIDS, but died from the treatment for AIDS, the AZT. So the innovation, again, of holistic doctors around the world, because there were some in Africa and other areas in Europe as well that said, hey, you know what, we've got non-toxic methods of recovery, but those were not allowed simultaneously. So that parallel track of, I would support somebody that wants a pharmaceutical drug that is experimental, but I would demand that same freedom to say, you know what, I would like to have access to something holistic, non-toxic, non-patented, not from pharmaceutical companies. So again, we're expanding that thought form back to full-on liberty, where I might oppose certain drug treatments, but I wouldn't stop you from getting it if that's what you want.
Well, in the no man's land of a disease that has no known treatment, fully informed consent has to be the way to go. In other words,
right.
There is no known cure. There are experimental treatments out there. If you are informed of the potential benefits and risks, and it's your life we're talking about, you should be able to consent to receive the experimental treatment without any federal interference whatsoever.
Amen to that, Norm.
It's hard. It's hard to think of a more just ridiculous policy than this idea that someone with a terminal disease can't try an experimental treatment because the government thinks that that there might be side effects. I mean, what could be a worse side effect than death? I guess maybe if you said, well, you'll either cure it or live, or you'll die sooner. But still, don't people have the right, when they're suffering, certainly when they're suffering from a terminal disease, to make that decision themselves? Are we a free society? This is when you think about it. These issues are fundamentally go to the heart of what whether or not we're a free society. The question of can you medicate yourself? Do you decide what medicines to take, what doctors to see? Do you decide for yourself and your children? I was talking to someone the other day who said they're concerned about vaccines, but they're also concerned about, because they've been reading these horror stories about children being taken from their parents because they're reported to Child Protective Services. And what
right.
are you
hey, stand
vaccines,
by, Norm,
man, who just
hold
not?
That thought. Norm, we're up on a break. Who decides is the big question. And like I said, the mainstream media completely disconnected from levels of discussion on freedom, intellectual integrity. It's lost to them. But we're going to continue with it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
Trump has done it, and the leaders of the New World Order aren't happy. Widespread civil unrest is coming, and major cities will burn. Are you prepared? Infidel Body Armor is more than just armor, and it's more affordable than ever. Protect your family. Get the gear and training you need. The Ultimate Shooter Kit is on sale and ships free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, next hour, got updates on the political left all being on Prozac, apparently. We'll talk about that. Also, we've got GMO discussion, the ugly truth about the pertussis vaccine. Talk about vaccine controversies. Claims that the flu vaccine is 48% effective by CDC and more coming up. Right now, we've got more with Jonathan E. Ward and Norm Singleton. And Norm, I think at this point, I would love to hear, I know Jonathan would as well, why aren't the Republicans at the very least gravitating toward Rand Paul's replacement bill for Obamacare? Because it's not a libertarian dream by any stretch, but yet it seems to be something that even some of the left would go for because they're still going to be covered.
It is a, I think the problem is, two things. One, a lot of Republicans are scared. They are terrified of what's going on in the town halls. They're terrified of going up and having to actually defend a free market plan. They want to talk about free market in theory, but when it comes to actually, or claim they're for the free market, when it comes to actually doing something about it, they want to run and hide. They are also very, very much concerned about the special interests, the big insurance companies, the pharmaceutical companies, who don't really want a free market. They want Obamacare. And I've heard rumblings that they're going to start to try to put together this that the insurance industry is really pushing, and that they expect to actually get most of Obamacare to survive this Congress, because that's what they want. And what business would not want a federal mandate that says that that you have to buy their product? So that's part of it. The other thing, philosophically too, is Rand's plan. It asked them to stand up and support the philosophy, and they can't do that. There's a group that's being put together by Paul Ryan's chief of staff, Dave Hoppe, who is a somewhat friend of mine. I personally have nothing against him. I think he's a good guy, and I think I don't think that he's a socialist or a liberal. He was Jack Kemp's chief of staff in the 80s when Kemp was actually, as Jonathan probably remembers, would oftentimes find himself to Reagan's right, or at least to people around Reagan's right, fighting to make sure that the Reagan Revolution stayed on track when other people were pushing Reagan to the left. But anyway, Dave has this new initiative that he's putting together to help Republicans message. And some of the messaging is just, it says that, you know, everybody needs health care, and it comes very close. Their language, it comes very close to saying that health care is a right. And it's incredibly, and I know some of my friends will say, well, but, you know, that's obviously, not what they meant. Well, then say what they meant, and talk about how the way to get quality health care is for the free market. Don't accept even rhetorically the premises of the left, because as Congressman Paul likes to say, if so-called free market supporters accept the premise of the left, or accept the idea that this is somehow different government needs to be involved, you're seeding the principle. And when you seed the principle, you seed not just the argument, but you seed the whole battle, and you will lose. And this is why, and this is why I think you see these reports of chaos about repealing Obamacare, because there's too many people in the Republican Party, and maybe some in the conservative movement, maybe even some in the libertarian movement, who don't have the courage of their convictions. Whereas the left has the courage of their convictions. They believe in Obamacare, and they actually believe that and those who don't believe in Obamacare believe that the way to fix it is to ramp up government involvement.
Yeah, well, that's why I say the left delusion, of course, unfortunately, is shared by some on the right who have no principles and are willing to throw away, you know, whatever's left of health care in America and allow it to be destroyed. Because if you do nothing, it will collapse. We know that. But we can be proactive and create a system that would be more accessible to all through the principles of freedom. And, of course, that liberty that we love so much on the Sacred Fire of Liberty. Thank you, Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty. Jonathan Eamore, my friend, always great to be with you.
Yes, sir.
All right. The power to heal, even politically, is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.